When Sawad Zeno fled Syria, she left a country that banned Kurdish holidays and refused to allow Kurdish history and language to be taught in its schools. But here in Lebanon, near the Syrian border, Zeno says her children don't go to school at all.
I went to apply for my son in the school, but they rejected him. We don't have the documents. But people like us who come from Syria don't bring documents.
Syrian Kurds by the thousands have fled their country, escaping infighting among Kurdish factions and, increasingly, clashes with Islamist insurgents in northern Syria. Kamel Wasney is an analyst at the Center of American Strategic Studies in Beirut. He says Kurdish parties are divided in their loyalties between the government of Bashar al-Assad and rebel groups, but increasingly are also at war with Islamists.
I think the Kurd inside Syria and throughout the region, they've been in fighting with Al-Qaeda and Jabhat al-Nusra, and there is blood spilling as we speak.
The war in Syria has claimed more than 100,000 lives, but it has also provided an opportunity for the Kurds who live mostly in the north and northeast of Syria. Emil Hokayem is a senior fellow at the International Institute for Strategic Studies in London.
Syria's Arab identity was at odds with Kurdish self-image and Kurdish interests. And they've had a very contentious relationship with the central state of Assad. They saw the uprising as an opportunity to create a de facto autonomy inside Syria.
Hokayem says autonomy does not necessarily mean the independent state many Kurds hope for. For one thing, the Kurdish areas of Syria are rich with oil and gas, and therefore coveted by the warring parties. In the meantime, Zeno says regular people are fleeing for their lives, and she doesn't believe the fighting will end soon.
If I listen to the news, I think the war will go on for a long time.
Sawad says she has no idea if the war will leave her family better off. For now, she says, the war has left her without hope. Heather Murdoch for VOA News, Bekaa Valley, Lebanon.